Listening Library presents Where is the Bermuda Triangle? By Megan Stein. Read for you by Lisa Larson. Where is the Bermuda Triangle? On a beautiful, sunny afternoon in 1945, five airplanes took off from a runway in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The planes were U.S. Navy bombers, but they weren't going to drop bombs. They were just out on a training run. The pilots were supposed to fly east, over the ocean, and then go north for a while before heading back home. The whole flight was supposed to last only 2 hours. The trip was called Flight 19. But somehow, the pilots got lost and confused. They didn't know which way to go. The officer in charge had two compasses to show him directions, but both stopped working. He tried to contact the control tower for help, but his radio wasn't working well. Then another pilot flying nearby heard they were lost. He offered to come help, but the officer told him not to. Before the day was over, all five planes had disappeared without a trace. The Navy quickly sent another plane out to search for them, and it vanished too. How could this possibly happen? How could six planes and 27 men vanish into thin air, never having sent an emergency signal? All the planes had life rafts on board. If the pilots had to land their planes in the ocean, wouldn't at least some of the pilots have survived? For weeks, the Navy searched a wide area of the sea. They never found a single thing. Not even a piece of a broken plane floating in the water. Even now, more than 70 years later, the story makes people wonder whether there is something strange and unusual about the area the planes were flying through. In fact, it is just one of the stories about the Bermuda Triangle, the name given to a triangular area in the ocean off the coast of Florida, where dozens of ships and planes have disappeared. Some stories say the Bermuda Triangle sucks ships into the sea. Others say that planes can enter the Bermuda Triangle but never escape. Over the years, ships have been found floating in the water, abandoned ships in perfect condition, with food still cooking on the stove, but no people on board. Huge ocean-going ships have been said to break in half in the treacherous seas. One year, at Christmas time, two men went out on a boat only a mile from the Florida coast. They wanted to gaze at the Christmas lights back on shore. They hit something in the water and called the Coast Guard for help. But when the Coast Guard arrived 20 minutes later, they had vanished. They were never seen or heard from again. To add to the spookiness of this story, their boat was called the Witchcraft. This is the story of the mysterious area known as the Bermuda Triangle. Who vanished, how they disappeared, and why. Air traffic control towers. How do airplane pilots avoid running into each other in the sky? How do they know when it's their turn to take off or land at an airport? Who can help when a pilot gets lost during a flight? The Air Traffic Control Tower is in charge. Every airport has a control tower with people inside who talk to pilots as they fly. The control tower tells each pilot how high above the ground they may fly that day, their altitude. The tower creates invisible layers of planes, like roads in the sky. This system keeps planes from crashing into each other by never flying in the same place or at the same altitude. As a plane flies across the United States, it is always in radio contact with the nearest tower. But when Flight 19 got lost, their radio signals were poor. They couldn't always hear what the tower was saying. Chapter 1. The Deadly Triangle. Where exactly is the dangerous area of water that, according to stories, has been the cause of so much tragedy. Draw three lines on a map connecting Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and Miami, Florida. The lines will make a triangle in the ocean. That's the location of the Bermuda Triangle. The ocean is unusually deep in the Bermuda Triangle. It's 3 miles deep in many places and over 5 miles deep in one spot. Hundreds of different species of small sea creatures live miles below the surface. The first person ever known to sail near the Bermuda Triangle was Christopher Columbus. In 1492, he sailed west from Spain, hoping to find a new route to Asia. Instead, he wound up on an island off the coast of Florida, an island called San Salvador that's now part of the Bahamas. But before he reached the Bahamas, Columbus experienced something very strange aboard his ship, the Santa Maria. He sailed into a vast area where the ocean was covered with a thick carpet of weeds. The huge mat of weeds was rotating clockwise. It was like a slow-moving whirlpool. Creatures crawled all over the weeds, turtles, crabs, and eels. The air was strangely still. Columbus thought he must be near land. Why else would there be so many plants growing on the water? Plants didn't grow in the middle of the ocean, only near shore. But for days and days, he couldn't find land. The crew was alarmed. They wanted Columbus to turn back and sail home to Spain. Then something else happened to frighten the crew even more. Columbus's compass wasn't pointing toward the North Star, the way it usually did. Why wasn't it working? What was happening in this strange part of the ocean? Columbus didn't know it, but he had sailed into what's now called the Sargasso Sea, a huge area of the Atlantic Ocean. It overlaps about half of the Bermuda Triangle. For hundreds of years after that, sailors passing through these waters told tales about the Sargasso Sea. They called it the Graveyard of Ships, or the Sea of Doom. According to the stories, ships could sail into it, but often they couldn't escape. Ghost ships supposedly sailed there forever, with skeletons on board as crews. The Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso Sea is a very strange place indeed. It is the only sea within a sea in the world, completely surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean. It's so different from the Atlantic Ocean that it has its own name. The Atlantic Ocean has strong currents, rolling waves, and high winds. The Sargasso Sea is usually calm, still, and covered with seaweed. Without wind, sailing ships can get stuck there, sometimes for days or weeks, or forever. The sea is named for the sargassum seaweed that grows on the water. Stretching more than 2,000 miles long and around 700 miles wide, it is about half the size of the United States, not counting Alaska and Hawaii. The horse latitudes. One section of the Sargasso Sea is especially calm, with little wind or rain. It's in what are called the horse latitudes. Latitudes are imaginary horizontal lines drawn around the Earth on a globe or map. The northern horse latitude runs straight across the northern part of the Sargasso Sea. Some stories say that hundreds of years ago, ships with horses on board became stranded there. The horses died from thirst, and the crew had to throw the dead animals overboard. Some sailors say that the ghosts of the horses still haunt those waters, even today. Columbus's crew was terrified when they heard about his compass pointing the wrong way. They were afraid that they'd never find land. But Columbus calmed them down. He said that maybe his compass wasn't supposed to point to the North Star. Maybe it was supposed to point to something else, although he didn't know what. Was he right? Years later, scientists learned more about how compasses work and found out that Columbus was right. None of the stories about the Bermuda Triangle existed in Columbus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?